grazing is a way we can intensify our dry land production systems, basically taking vegetative wheat and using that through an animal as a forage. Also, these animals can harvest the odd bit of grain that you didn't get with the combine or the stover that's left there by the grain sorghum. And my talk's going to be about the tillage effects on the infiltration of the simulated rain sediment transport from this grazing wheat sorghum fallow. Now, I am Lewis Baumhart, and I want to recognize the folks that I worked with, teamed up with on this study that, that helped me along with it. Now, this is that wheat sorghum fallow rotation plotted out here. It's a three-year rotation. We grow two crops, wheat and sorghum, in that period. Wheat's planted in October, harvested in July. Sorghum's planted the next June in that second year, and harvested in November of the third year, which you'll notice doesn't have a crop planted in it and is officially the fallow year. I unofficially call this other part a fallow period, just, is my own convention. Now, the yellow line you see here that I've plotted, that's the that's plotted radially. That is the rainfall average for the month from 0 to 75 millimeters. Basically, the rain falls when you need it in order to grow wheat or get it to make the grain. You have, again, rain to establish the sorghum and grow it. And then you get great rains that you're storing in this fallow period just before you plant your wheat again. When you graze it, or at least the way I did it, we had the cattle going on in February, this part of the wheat growth, or over here in the fallow period after the sorghum. So that gives you some idea. The infiltration measurements were in September, basically at the end of the sorghum fallow period, or maybe 3 months after we harvested the wheat. So the soil is going to be really dry after wheat. For some agronomic details, okay, we used a hole opener grain drill and 30 centimeter width rows. It was a medium early sorghum hybrid that we planted in the 0.76 meter row spacing. 8 plants per square meter was our target. We added nitrogen fertilizer as needed. We used stubble mulch tillage and no tillage during the fallow for weed control. And pre-emergence plus some contact herbicides were used for seasonal weed control in the sorghum. The site itself was about a 16-hectare field, gently sloping Pullman clay loam. That field was divided in 3 blocks down the slope as a way to kind of control that source of variation. And these blocks were wide enough to accommodate 2 side-by-side 165-meter-wide paddocks. And each of those paddocks had the wheat, sorghum, fallow rotations, all 3, in 55-meter-wide plots. And those were the things I split with either no-till or stubble mulch tillage. Now, when it was time to graze these critters, we basically fenced it with electrical fence, and we put them on. Now, those grazing treatments were assigned way back in 2000, and we didn't move them. Now, I didn't mention it, but our wheat yields really didn't move too much with the grazing treatments. Our sorghum yields, as long as we run in sweeps, I mean stubble mulch tillage, there was no difference due to the grazing. When we added no-till into this study in 2004, you can see, okay, the first 3 years of this rotation, no problem. Things get a little dicey in year 4 and 5. Hence, our objective was to quantify the effects of cattle grazing and no or stubble mulch tillage management on aggregate stability, rain infiltration, and sediment transport for our wheat sorghum fallow rotation. So, this is the details about the infiltration. Basically, we contain our area in a 2.25 square meter frame. We apply rain at 78 millimeters per 60 minutes. And you're thinking, gee whiz. Okay, I'll give you, that's intense. That's our 100 year storm. It's also, and this is what's convenient about it, it's the average embedded 15 minute intensity of a storm that runs at least 15 minutes. And from my experience, even those that are much shorter than 15 minutes will ring in like that. I mean, if it does rain, it comes down in buckets. So, that's why we used it, 78 millimeters. We collected our runoff into a graduated cylinder, or tank, and recorded that every 5 minutes for our infiltration calculations. We composite our 100 milliliter samples that we took every 10 minutes for our sediment concentration and loss. And then we took bulk samples for soil and aggregate stability and our wheat residue and sorghum residue samples similarly. And on to the infiltration. Now I've plotted here cumulative infiltration versus the applied rain depth. So after an hour, we've applied 80 millimeters and about, well, from 50 to 60 millimeters of the rain goes in for the stubble mulch tilled plots, whereas our no-till, not so good. Now grazing treatments, you can see, had no impact on our infiltration, whereas with the no-till, it looks like our grazed no-till might have taken a bit of a hit there. Now that's after putting on 78 millimeters. Wow, that's a lot of rain. Let's go back over here to what would be the average for a 15-minute storm, 20 millimeters. Now our grazed no-till is taking 10 millimeters of rain, whereas these others are almost or certainly close to flux limiting, so everything that came down went in. Now, if you get enough of these small storms like we usually get over a fallow period, that might explain what happened to our grain sorghum yields. Now, for the fallow after sorghum, which you'll remember had a lot of water in it, which had time to store a lot of the precipitation, would probably be wet. There's not as much of a gradient driving infiltration. And what this shows basically is that there was no tillage or grazing effect on infiltration. Now granted, this might, that might be real. That's our, what is that? Ungrazed no-till treatment might have a little bit of infiltration advantage. Now for the wheat fallow, I've got the aggregate size distribution, and it shows basically no significant difference due to grazing or tillage treatment. It also is showing that over 60% of these aggregates are falling in a size category that is smaller than the water-stable aggregates. So soil erosion is potentially a hazard. This is more aggregate stability information, and you can see here basically the mean weight diameter is about the same as vanilla. We didn't have a treatment effect here. Sediment concentration, on the other hand, as you can see, had a significant tillage effect. Right here, the stubble mulch had a much higher concentration than the no-till. Maybe it's more stable. Well, that would be my suggestion anyway. If you multiply this concentration by the runoff, or these concentrations by runoff, you find basically the soil erosion or soil loss was the same. So no effect on the soil loss. Now, technically, this did not break. This is one of the problems with a split plot. But being so honest, I didn't just call it a factorial and analyze it that way to break it. But look, that's 700 milligrams per liter, and this is difference, and this is only 500. So you can see my concern. Let me move on then to our sorghum fallow data. Again, the lion's share of the aggregates fall in this category that's smaller than water stable. The of those that are in that largest category, basically the grazed no-till and the ungrazed no-till were significantly lower than their grazed double mulch counterparts. So you might expect more erosion from stubble mulch tillage. Now the mean weight diameter was significant and different for tillage and that grazing by tillage interaction. Just looking at the numbers, this is all very reminiscent of the wheat data I just showed you, with the exception of this grazed no-till, which is running high. And gee whiz, grazed no-till is maybe more stable. Now, it doesn't completely carry through on our sediment concentration. The most stable one may be this ungrazed no-till. That being said, the tillage and the grazing were both significant, had significant impact on the sediment transport, grazing being more and stubble mulch being higher as well. Now, since our infiltration wasn't as good during the fallow after sorghum, because the profile was kind of wet, differences over here in the sediment concentration usually transferred into soil loss. And in this case, stubble mulch tillage may have greater soil loss. So, in summary, stubble mulch tillage increased the infiltration over no-till after our wheat. That did not hold for the sorghum fallow. The water-stable aggregates, as you saw after wheat, were pretty much the same. Sorghum fallow might have been less stable for the stubble mulch tillage. And I think this is the right conclusion, that you can use stubble mulch tillage after wheat harvest to disrupt any surface compaction by grazing and maybe increase your rain infiltration during the fallow. Thank you for your time.